Protesters set off stink bomb during Jeff Sessions' speech at Amherst College. By Tom Sicata on April 25, 2019. A protester set off a stink bomb during a Jeff Sessions speech at Amherst College this week. According to a report from the Amherst College student newspaper, students organized a walkout protest during Jeff Sessions' speech at the college on Wednesday evening. The report claims that more than half of the venue was left empty as Sessions stood on the stage, only 5 minutes into his prepared remarks. One attendee set off a stink bomb in an attempt to force more students to leave the event. After the protesters had left the venue, they went out to Amherst's first-year quad, where they had arranged for their own activities. The group of activist students that organized the walkout released a statement, condemning their conservative peers for inviting Sessions to campus. They criticized the students who invited Sessions of working with the Young Americas Foundation, which they claim is a player in a global system of white supremacy. When Amherst College Republicans and the Young Americas Foundation went out of their way to invite Sessions to this campus, they knew very well that the action was one of power, not of free speech. We suspect that they intended to provoke students of color to react in such a way that would paint student organizers of color as aggressive, fitting neatly into the narrative that has vilified racialized bodies in this country for centuries. We oppose not only Jeff Sessions, not only the Amherst College Republicans and not only the Young Americas Foundation, but the global system of white supremacy which created them, which funds them, which feeds them. We stand firmly against global hierarchies that attempt to maintain themselves through the veneer of free speech rhetoric. We stand for the power, the sanctity and the love of every human being. And we decry the cowardice, on this campus and off, which allowed for Sessions, and those like him, to continue waging a war on marginalized people. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.